So when we're talking about adjuvant systemic therapy with drugs, we're really in a situation where we're trying to actually eliminate micrometastatic disease and kill it stone dead, or if not, suppress it forever, so that the disease doesn't come back. So it's very different to treating advanced disease. And the question is, why is it that we can be successful at getting cures in early disease and we can't get cures in advanced disease? And the answer is nobody actually knows. Perhaps it's simply a volume effect, and that if there's a little micrometastasis of 10,000 cells and you hit it with six cycles of chemotherapy, you can actually shrink the thing down to a critical nidus that will then disappear. Or perhaps actually there's something different about the biology of those small tumours that means that it's easier to deal with. And so things like proliferative rate. So an undetectable micrometastasis is probably growing at its fastest. And once, by the time you can actually detect it, it's starting to run out of a blood supply and you're getting hypoxic areas and the drug doesn't get in terribly well, as well as there being millions and millions of cells of which some are bound to be resistant. So that's why it's so different to advanced disease. But the problem is that we're attacking something that we don't know about. We can't see it, and we only assume it's there because we know from follow-up studies that these patients do relapse. So, but not everybody. And so we will be attacking some patients, and in fact in lots of situations, perhaps endocrine therapy for low-risk breast disease, most patients are already cured by you. And so we're throwing around treatment at patients who are actually cured. And that, of course, that worries us. And there's absolutely nothing worse than an adjuvant death. It's awful when that happens to you. And you think, God, what am I in this business for? I'm now going to have to work for another 6 months to kind of recover and start doing it, start actually being on average doing some good or something. So it's a tricky business when you're giving chemotherapy to patients who may not actually have cancer. And of course, explaining that to patients is quite a palaver as well. And there are different ways that I do it, and everyone has to find their own way. So.